one challenge for the student, one who is on the path to become soul conscious, is constant interference by ego at all levels, including when you are having meditation. If we are too relaxed about it, then know that ego wins. It becomes ego-based effort, ego-based spirituality. This is far more common than we may realize. We give this example, if we use this image, invisible prince, the soul, invisible prince, is in the darkness, takes support from the donkey. And the next step is he thinks he's the donkey. And darkness increases, then he completely forgets about the eagle, forgets about this prince. Doesn't want to know anything about the prince and the sky. And in that darkness, ego takes birth. Ego becomes very firm. And he has created ego based on the donkey. And wants to glorify the donkey. The ego has got this agenda. He wants to make himself secured through the donkey. So glorify the donkey. Donkey is good, donkey is punctual, donkey is virtuous. And then donkey is spiritual. That is not a problem. It will be nice for the ego. But that darkness is so solid, there is no concept of the invisible prince there. And when you create time for meditation, it is too naive to think that instantly you are soul. No, the ego is absolute. Darkness is absolute. And Pathar Buddhi, stone intellect, is also absolute. So it will be, in a big way, trying to make the donkey spiritual, trying to make donkey into an angel, trying to make the donkey into the soul. This is the agendas underneath. And we may not even realize that is going on at all levels. You may be spending many years and still it is like not just ego-based ego, you know, you are drowning in the ego. Some people say, oh, so-and-so has got ego. No, ego is the resting state of everyone. Ego is thinking, ego is using the body, ego is, but that is, we are accepting it, but let us create 1 minute of soul consciousness. And during that 1 minute, there will be ego there from the beginning, middle, end. So how do you get free from this? You can think about the soul and you can churn about the soul, but how do you become soul conscious? Soul conscious, only you get a, you know, title if it is not mixed with ego. To dissect out ego is a good our homework. And for this first we need is a paras. Let us start with full light. We are seeing in that full clarity. And in full clarity, we are seeing this in the absurdity of this ego around the donkey, and we are seeing the life beyond the donkey and the prince and his world, his sky. We are seeing this. It's great, but next second, you know, yes, you know, like in other words, you and me, we won't easily drop the interests of the role. You know, we want to in some way see that Prashant is seen as good, and it will be nice if Prashant gets a bigger hat, and it will be nice if Prashant, you know, is elected. You know, I would rather do that than someone criticizing Prashant. This is all the chant of the ego. So it will not just disappear because you have heard a Murli and you are eating vegetarian cheese. This will not just disappear. Prashant is part of that cardboard world, cardboard doll. The whole thing is going to be dismantled and set alight. Really see that very clearly. This whole thing will be dismantled, and as if it is there, it is not there. Other day, Baba said, as if this world doesn't exist for you. And that is a statement for ego. Ego is so based upon this world. He has made this world so big and so serious, so important. That is the position of ego. But when you do this, the world still continues, but the ego shrinks. You know, it's that you stop the lifeline of the ego that way. But it also means you open the lifeline for the soul. The reality beyond this cardboard world becomes alive. This second, you see it that way right now, and you find that halakhic sky becomes alive. If the soul is conscious, he doesn't need to be told, remember God. He is aware of his life with God. He knows the worthiness of belonging to God. He knows worthiness of being loved by God. It is an eternal bond for the invisible prince. An invisible prince is not an extension of anything from the cardboard. His vision, his attitude, everything has power, has will do service. Has to have magic. If it is ego-free, if it is mixed with ego, then its power is reduced. We are not saying you will be free from ego forever. This is like you win a battle this minute. That is good. And in the next minute, you may have to pay attention again, but each time the ego becomes weaker. It will try to come back, it will try to find new ways, you know, but let us win the battle now, this minute. Shanti.